Once upon a time, Goldilocks discovered some delicious iced coffee in someone else's home.
This Dunkin' Cold is just right. And this Dunkin' Cold is just right. And this Dunkin' Cold is just right.
She sipped on and on, blissfully unaware that the bear stood watching.
Barry, say something.
Roar. Was that good?
The home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
What is good, everybody? Welcome back to another edition of the Malaga Drive Hoops Betting Podcast. I already know this one is getting out way later than it usually does. I am sick as hell right now, man. And I watched that end of the Lakers Nuggets game, and then I just went right to bed, and I barely just woke up right now. So I already know that, look, the slate starts in 4 and a half-ish hours. So we're going to make this one as quick, straightforward, and then we're going to get out of here. But I appreciate you guys tuning in. We had another fun slate of hoops yesterday. I didn't play anything. You guys know I talked through everything. And depending on how, like, it was all right. Like, with most of our leans, I feel like we're, we're good. Celtics Heat under. Cash. I did really like the Heat, though. That was probably my favorite play, and that did not cash, so I'm glad I laid off there. But Thunder won and covered -5, so if you took the Thunder in any way, that cashed. You wanted to parlay Thunder with Nuggets, that cashed. Although that was sketchy for a while. And then I get, honestly, we like the Lakers +7. That cashed as well. So overall, like, again, I'm kind of just waiting on this Knicks series to hit to give us some momentum right now. But overall, I feel like, you know, we've got a good idea of what's going on. It's just a matter of, you know, not letting a loss here and there derail the confidence. But I don't know if me hooping yesterday was a reason why I got sick, but like, I had a really tough hoop session, just like people that are in insane shape, and just after, it was so gas. So I didn't get to watch much of the Celtics Heat. And then didn't get to watch any Thunder Pels, and then watch the second quarter on the Lakers Nuggets. And Lakers, man, I will talk about it briefly. This is a team that would beat, really, I think, most other Western Conference teams. And they just ran into a really good Nuggets team who, quote, a lot of people saying they didn't play well. And I mean, there's some validity to that, but like, I think a lot of that is credit to the Lakers. Like, this was a team that was locked in, honestly. Like, obviously you're going to make mistakes here and there, but like, the effort was there. You've got an elite rim protector in AD, elite on the boards, elite defender. You've got LeBron James, and then D'Lo and Austin Reeves. And they were playing good basketball. Like, that was such a satisfying second half to watch, in that obviously the Lakers were up and the Nuggets made their run. But even after that, right, it was just back and forth, high-level basketball, high-level shot-making, high-level decision-making for the most part. The only thing that really stood out to me is, but like, and honestly, it came down and you saw it, right? Like, the Lakers, they didn't have many timeout. Like, they didn't even have a timeout late once Murray hit that shot. But I felt like there were moments where Ham let things go a little bit too long. But again, you only have a certain amount of timeouts. You can't take a timeout every time the Nuggets go on a run. So shit, like, I get it. But ultimately, the Lakers are going home. I'm very curious to see what Bron's next decision is. I feel like a lot of people are saying he's gone. I don't really know why. Like, obviously the Lakers fell short of their goal, but I mean, he's not going to go join the Nuggets. Like, so I mean, they're right there. Like, I don't think, like, I feel like in this day and age, too, fans, and I get it, like, it's just part of it, but, like, and like, if there's some shit you can do, I get it as well, but, like, you don't have to blow it up every time things don't go the way you want, especially when it goes down this way, where it's, like, really things were closer than they appeared. Anyways, from the you know, initial podcast, we did cat, I remember Tyler gave out the tip of Jokic to lead the series in assists. That got there. And then Nuggets -1.5 series got there as well, even if, like, honestly, maybe it shouldn't have, but it did. But, I mean, it did. I really, all they had to do was not win in seven. So, you know, if they won that next game, that would have cashed there as well. Anyways, let's get into today's slate. Three games. We'll start out with the Sixers-Knicks. Knicks 4-point favorites, 203 total. And we're one game away from catching a 2-unit play on the Knicks series. This thing's not over, man. To me, this is gonna go down in a similar fashion to how Lakers Nuggets went down. In that the Sixers, this game should, in my eyes, be back and forth all night. And really, it could go either way in terms of the Knicks might be up 10 at a certain point. The Sixers might be up 10 at a certain point. Like, I don't really care what happens through three quarters. When it gets to the fourth quarter, it's going to be a close game. I don't care if the Knicks jump out early, Sixers are going to bring it back. I don't care if the Sixers jump out early, the Knicks are going to bring it back. There are going to be swings either way, and ultimately it's going to come down to who executes in the fourth. And in those sorts of games, I'd rather take the underdog. Now, again, in those sorts of games, you could easily have, you know, it be three and then a team misses and then they foul and they hit two free throws and it's five and it's over. But I do think that in general, in this sort of spot, I would rather take the Knicks, or I would rather take the Sixers plus the four. And to me, I could almost use it as a little bit of a hedge. In terms of, like, really, we could double dip, and if the Knicks win by three or less, we win the bet and we get our series. And even if the Knicks lose, then we cash four, and we still have two games left to play with, where then the Knicks just got to win one of two, and we cash the series bet still. So only way I'm leaning is Sixers right now, and that's not even just because I have the Knicks series price. Like, if the Knicks have dominated this, I'd be like, all right, I'll just wait, get my money, and we're good. But, I mean, the Sixers have been in every single one of these games, and granted, they've been out-executed in crunch time in almost all of these games. Almost. Not all of them. Almost all of them. But the Sixers are right there. And in basketball and playoffs and really just basketball in general, it's make or miss league. So, Sixers can absolutely win this. I think there's gonna be the absolute grind in a very, very close game. I lean Sixers plus the four. We'll see if I get on it. In terms of props, like, a couple ways I'd look. Okay, the first is Jalen Brunson, right? Although his points prop is 33.5, that's probably, yeah, no, not gonna get there. His PRA is 46.5. I think the reason why it is because you saw, like, the peak Jalen Brunson game, right? Where last game, Jalen essentially plays every minute. He did sit, like, for two, three-minute stretches. And then when he's in, the ball was in his hands every possession. That being said, I think you're chasing points at this point. But the other way I'd look at this is Isaiah Hartenstein over 19.5 PRA. And then I don't hate going back to Joel Embiid over 5.5 assists at plus money. As for those two things, with the Joel Embiid thing, I just think that, again, there's going to be doubles. And it's not always doubles, and they throw different looks, but a lot of times there's doubles. And I would like to think that Nurse is going to have this team in a position to where when those doubles come, they have a plan to get out of it. That being said, last game was sketchy, right? We take over 5.5. He has 4 in the first quarter. And then as things progress, the assist opportunities become less and less and less. Now, I will say, in general, his assists generally lead to really good looks, right? He had a couple where he gets doubled on one side of the block. You get a cut from the opposite side of the block layup. You're going to have your doubles here and there that lead to a 3, 4, whoever it may be. You're going to have a couple dribble handoffs to Tyrese Maxey where you hope he pulls it quick enough and obviously makes it to be considered an assist. But you're also going to have some doubles where it leads to a pass out and then that guy passes. So I don't know. I like it at plus odds. I wouldn't play it at, you know, minus 120 or whatever. But, you know, he's been there in 3 out of the 4 games. And the one that he did, I think he had 4 and he went for 50. So, you know, and you would think once if Joel Embiid's cooking, the doubles are coming like that. So I do like that. I don't know that I'm going to get there. The other thing is just like Tyrese Maxey points, but he's just been so, so efficient and has made so many tough shots. I don't know if I can get there on that. The reason I like Isaiah Hartenstein PRA is because, one, he contributes in all 3 areas, right? He's really improved around the rim as a play finisher. He's obviously a really good rebounder. He is very, very capable of making passes for a big. And we saw last game, he played the whole first quarter, even started the second quarter, and then they brought in Precious for a little bit. It was all right. And then he played really – he was about to play the whole third quarter, but then he picked up 5 fouls. And then, you know, you're always going to have that you're always going to have, you know, the – my brain is not clear right now. Let me try this again. You're always going to have the possibility that he gets into foul trouble. Always going to be a possibility. But he played a clean first half. And you are going to get some doubles. And I think he would learn. He'll learn from a lot of the fouls. Because a lot of the fouls... Yeah, there's going to be some fouls where Joel just puts you in jail. And you're forced to, hey, he's either going to score or you foul and send him to the line. But a couple of his fouls were Joel's getting downhill and he puts his hands on Joel. And as soon as you put the hands on Joel, he's going up. He's going up. And he did that like 3 of the 5 times. So I think he'll be a little bit more disciplined tonight. It didn't end up killing them. It didn't end up killing them. But, you know, like I think he'll be a little bit smarter tonight. And if he is smarter tonight, I think goes over 19.5 PRA. And this is a series in which even when Mitchell was there, he didn't go over it in the first game, but he had 16 in 17 minutes. And then Mitch was just a better matchup and they went with him down the stretch. In game 2, he in 30 minutes had 26. In game 3 with Mitchell, he had in 25 minutes, 19. And last game in 28 minutes, and again, he did not play in the whole fourth quarter because they went to Precious, and Precious was doing his thing, had 14 in 28 minutes. Now, that's not a great rate. I think, to me, that's an outlier in terms of he's going to grab more boards than 4 in 28 minutes tonight. So I really like it, man. I do. I like Isaiah Hartenstein over 19.5. I think we'll just continue to go in on half units. I like Isaiah Hartenstein. I like Philadelphia plus the 4.
Once upon a time, Goldilocks discovered some delicious iced coffee in someone else's home.
This Dunkin' Cold is just right. And this Dunkin' Cold is just right. And this Dunkin' Cold is just right.
She sipped on and on, blissfully unaware that the bear stood watching.
Barry, say something.
Roar. Was that good?
The home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And I think we'll probably get there. Let's get to the next game, Magic and Cavs. This has been one of the more confusing series in that whoever's been home has won and has dominated. You saw Cleveland dominate the first two games, and so it was very, very hard to tell yourself to bet the Magic, and the Magic come out and dominate game three and four. And you couldn't just, like, it wasn't like in other series that was playing out like this, right? Like, Pelicans competed in game one on the road. They go home and they lose. They get smacked both games. Not smacked, but they lose. Definitely were the worst team, right? So it's hard to kind of predict here, you know, what's going to go down. I like the Cavs, though. I like the Cavs just in terms of staying with the trends. And you saw the Cavs played well in the first half. They were the better team in the first half. Looked like they were going to go get game four. And then the Magic just balled out in the second half. And I honestly haven't watched these last two games in Orlando. Shame on me. I haven't been able to get to it. But to me, you just keep going with what's been kind of the case so far is the home team has dominated. The home team has found their rhythm. And the other team just can't get there. And I think that probably continues. You look at kind of the Pelicans Thunder last night in terms of you're seeing in a lot of these games, and not every single game, but in a lot of these games, the spread hasn't even mattered. There's only been a handful of games where if you take the dog, they lose, but you cover still. And that was the Bucks in Indiana losing in overtime as a 6.5 point dog. But like in every game here, first off, the favorite has won, so it hasn't even mattered. You saw even with Knicks where we took +5 the other day, they won outright. It wasn't like, you know, Philly won by four. Even Miami, right? Like they win game two. They were 14 point dogs. Yeah, you could take 14.5, but shit, they won the game. So that I'm just going through. There have been only a handful of times, and the Lakers have been the majority of them, where you take a team as a dog, they don't win the game, but they cover the spread. And to me, I think the only way I could look is Cavs in this one. I don't know how Donovan's looking. I would like his points here today. Let's see, it's a little bit bumped up. 24.5 at some juice. It was 24.5 with no juice last game. And then last game, they just stopped scoring in the second half. I mean, they had 10 points in the third quarter. I think Donovan was well on his way and finished with 18 points. I think he probably had 18 in the first half damn near. So I like Donovan over 24.5, but again, with these two teams matching up the way that they match up, a lot of times it's pretty low scoring. And again, I would lean the under in this one. The under did not cash in game three, but it's cashed in every other game. And the only reason it didn't cash in game three was because the Magic scored 121 points. Literally every single game of this series, a team has scored in the 80s. The losing team has scored in the 80s. So that's food for thought. 201.5, I would lean the under here. I think you see, you know, a similar kind of game to Celtics Heat, where the Cavs score in the hundreds, Magic score in the 80s. But we'll see. We'll see if the Magic are able to parlay the success they've had at home into some rhythm on the road. It's going to be tough, though. Lean Cavs, lean under, staying away from the props. Next game, Pacers-Bucks. I like the over in this. It has come up from 216, so you are getting a worse number. And again, I'll say the pace isn't like – the pace is definitely faster in this than most of the other games. But it's still not like as fast as the regular season, right? And that's why you're seeing this at 216. You've just seen some really, really crazy fucking shot making from the Pacers. I mean, last game was insane. And granted, yes, some of these are butt naked wide open threes. I understand that. But the shot making by the Pacers in this series, and even the Bucks to an extent, has been fucking ridiculous. We took the Bucks last game plus the 10. Obviously, Bobby Portis goes down. Miles Turner, 7 of 9 from 3. Tyrese Halliburton, 5 of 12 from 3. Nembhard, 3 of 4 from 3. Nesmith, 3 of 5 from 3. Shepard, 2 of 2 from 3. Toppin, 1 of 2 from 3. Doug McDermott, 1 of 2 from 3. I mean, dude, they shot 51% from 3. So, yeah, it's going to go over. I think it's a little concerning that the line gets set up right where it's been, despite it flying over and you essentially getting 240 points. But you've seen these last couple games, right? Like, I don't know. Three of the four games have gone over. I know one of them was in overtime, but three of the last four games have gone over. I like the – it's not like this total's at 225, right, or 230. It's at 216. I like the over. In terms of the spread, it's tough. I think you lean Bucks. Tyrese is dealing with some back stuff. Obviously, he played last game and looked fine. But, I mean, it's at least enough to, like, he's got this wrap on his back every time he goes to the bench. And he's questionable. I'm sure he'll play. But there's always a chance that that flares. And then on top of that, you have like, the Bucks played really well last game. Yeah, if you look at the box score, they lose by 13. They played really well last game. Bobby Portis didn't play. Played, like, only in the first quarter. You still have Chris Middleton, who's a very, very, very good basketball player, who is a guy where, you know, I could see the Pacers doubling and that leading to some open looks for Milwaukee. And then you have a Bucks team at home. So, in a closeout game, very, very tough to close out a team on the road unless you're just that much better. And if the Pacers continue to make shots at the rate in which they're making shots, yeah, I get it. But I don't know if that's just what's going to happen. I lean the Bucks. But if I'm taking the Bucks, I'd rather just take the money line, right, for the same reasons we've talked about. And that's where I'm at. This is a Bucks team with I just think it's important and to kind of analyze how last game went down. And the Bucks were there. There's just only so much you can do when you're already missing Dame and Giannis. Bobby Portis goes and gets ejected. You're playing a bunch of dudes just who are way in over their head. And it was close. Relatively late, and the Pacers pulled away late, but the Pacers made many runs and the Bucks continue to fire back. Now you're gonna have the home crowd behind you. I do think that there's a decent chance the Bucks can win this game, and plus 155 is some pretty decent value. So that is the way I would look, and I think I'm realizing the more I do this, is, again, if you like a team on the spread, you might as well sprinkle on the money line. Because a lot of times I've been on a dog that have hit, they've hit as on the money line as well. As recently as Sunday when we liked the Clippers plus 7, hit outright. Knicks plus 5, hit outright. So that's where I'm at, guys. I like the Bucks money line. For me, my favorite plays today, the Sixers plus the 4. I really like Isaiah Hartenstein. I really do. Again, he could play and get into foul trouble and you're fucked. but I think Tibbs wants to ride. If I think in the ideal head of Tibbs, Isaiah Hartenstein plays 80% of the center minutes, Precious plays 20%. And if he's playing 80% of, let me do the math, 40 times. Yeah, 80% of a basketball game is 38 minutes. I'm not saying he's going to play 38 minutes. I'm not saying that there's no chance he's not going to get into foul trouble. All I'm saying is I think Tibbs, if it were up to him, is going to play 80% of the minutes. And if he plays 80% of the minutes, there's just a minuscule chance that he doesn't get to 19.5. I would have this lower 20s. I'd probably have this 22.5, 23.5. I think there's some good value on that tonight. Again, very, very hard to eliminate a team. I think you're going to get a all-in, give me everything you've got performance from the Sixers tonight. It may not be enough, but +4 and +150 are decent looks. Cavs Magic, a little bit tougher. If I'm playing this, I'm just going to take the Cavs -5. Cavs -5 and live with the results. Same thing with Bucks. I guess not same thing. It's actually a dog, but like the Bucks there. So like two dogs, like one favorite. And I like Isaiah Hartenstein points, rebounds, assists. I'll probably lock in Isaiah. I'll figure out the spreads. But best of luck to whatever it is you end up playing, guys. Hopefully we can get the recording in early tonight. So it's just up when you wake up. I love y'all. Best of luck to whatever it is you end up playing. Keep grinding, keep pushing. We'll talk soon. Peace.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun. And that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.